There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The next bit is the bit that I'm excited
this
about.
This is the
today.
Big bit.
It is. We've been. I caught up with the co-founder and organizer of the Middle East Film and Comic Con, Arafat Ali Khan, to chat about the event, which is taking place April the 5th to the 7th. And I started off by asking him how things are shaping up for the event this year, as it keeps getting bigger and better, and how do they come up with ways to make each year better than the last?
It's very, very exciting, obviously. It's a bit mad, as it is this time every year before the con, but there's some really, really exciting developments. Honestly, I think this is going to be the best event yet. There's a lot of fresh blood in the company this year as well, trying to figure out, you know, bigger, better ideas. And, you know, a lot of it is coming from the actual exhibitors at the event. I think over the years, they've realized as well that this is such an amazing, passionate audience that comes to Comic-Con every year. And they're really trying to do lots and lots of special stuff for the audience at Comic-Con, with a lot of exclusives and a lot of interesting content.
So the talent lineup this year is amazing. Carl Urban is coming after not being able to attend previously due to scheduling conflicts. Karen Gillian, Natalie Dyer, Jason David Frank, Christian Howard. There's also Gaku Space, voice artists, illustrators and cosplayers. Is there a wish list of people you try to get hold of to come every year?
Oh, gosh, we do, you know, and we go through them quite fast as well, because they're very, very busy. They're busy people, you know. I mean, we think that sometimes, oh, you know, they're not filming a superhero sci-fi movie, they must be free, but you know, they've got so many projects. We've been through so many, you know, triple A list stars, and it's difficult, you know, but we're hoping to sign on a couple more really exciting guests that we haven't announced yet, and I think the fans are going to go crazy for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when the talent comes, it's incredible, isn't it? You know, I'll never forget sitting opposite Captain Kirk of the Starship Enterprise all those years ago, and I couldn't quite, you know, I had to pinch myself. I couldn't quite believe I was there.
Amazing. I mean, when you think of when it started 6 years ago, yeah, at the Minasiyahi, and yeah, it was this tiny little thing, and how it's grown into this giant event, and the A-listers that now come through, and they want to come to this event, and it's absolutely amazing. And it must be hard to top it every single year.
I know, yeah. So how do we beat that this year? And, you know, I mean, the cosplay competition for me is the highlight. I mean, and how that's grown, and what work, yeah, people put in to, a lot of them, their homemade costumes.
Exactly, they are homemade, and there's attention to detail, and the things, you know, you have robotics and electronics and all this kind of stuff going into some of these costumes as well. It's amazing. And Arafat kind of beat me to the punch on that last bit. I did say that the lineup this year is incredible once again, but are there any more announcements to come?
There are. Listen, we've got some really great artists this year as well. We've got, you know, artists who've worked on the I Am Groot comic from Marvel, you know, Miss Marvel as well, which is so popular. We've got some amazing, amazing Japanese artists as well who've done some iconic work. We've got, you know, somebody from The Simpsons. We've got an animator who worked on, you know, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I mean, honestly, as a fan myself, I am frothing at the mouth right now for the talent, especially the artists that are coming. And we've got some big announcements on the artist side to come as well. And one quite legendary artist that I cannot wait to announce. I'm not going to say any more.
It was on the tip of his tongue, Arafat, wasn't it?
I tried.
I mean, the artist alley is another great area, isn't it, where you can actually see, you know, artists doing their work, drawing, painting these fabulous pieces, these superhero pieces.
Absolutely, and it's another part of the con that is growing exponentially every year. And people underestimate and they don't realise how much local talent there is. And you walk past and you see these people and what they're producing, and they're incredible people. And it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if some of them don't end up being these top name illustrators in the future, because they're fantastic. Yeah,
they are fantastic. There's also this year an amazing super fan competition that's going to be going on. Tell us more about that, Arafat.
We're nothing without the fans. Literally, our fans made us, and we want to make sure that we give back and we treat them as amazing as possible. I literally just a few days ago upgraded the Power Pass to a higher category. So anyone who's bought the Power Pass or was thinking of buying the Power Pass get even more value out of it now than they did before. And with the Superfan competition, you know, we're giving the opportunity to, you know, a fan to have literally the most memorable experience possible with some, you know, great exclusives, like some behind-the-scenes access that no one else is going to get. And we want to see how amazing, how crazy, how passionate our fans are and who deserves this amazing title as the MEFCC Superfan.
I think you could be in the running for that, Emma.
I do try every year. I do nerd out.
Have you been to every
just
one?
Just a little bit. I've been to most of them, yeah, to be honest. I did go when it was originally launched here, and I've been to most of them. And it just, as I say, I love it. I dress up most years as well. I haven't picked a costume yet.
Okay.
This year.
Yeah, it's amazing. Especially if you use the public transport on Comic-Con weekend. You know, you can get on the metro and you can be sat opposite Wonder Woman or, you know, Superman or whoever. It's fantastic.
Some of the costumes are so big you wonder how they get in there to start off with. Yeah. But we did already mention the artist alley and the local talent, which is a huge part of the con. And I said to Arafat, it seems to attract more and more people every single year.
One of the reasons why we started Comic-Con, because we'd seen so many talented individuals, whether they were artists or writers or filmmakers, and we wanted them to have a platform. And an Artist Alley has become so popular now that we have a waiting list of, I think, 30 or 40 artists already, you know, hoping that somebody drops out or can't make it so that they can jump in. It's wonderful. I mean, I think it's the most eclectic and wonderful part of the con as well, and I think this year is going to be no exception.
Coming back to our cosplay and our superheroes now, with the Middle East Film and Comic Con just around the corner.
Exactly, and I've been speaking to Arafat Ali Khan, who is the co-founder of the Comic Con and organiser. And cosplay, as we know, is one of the highlights of the event. And there's a huge competition with some incredible prizes up for grabs as well. So I asked Arafat to tell me a little bit more about that.
This year, it's going to be amazing. We've got a new special category that's been introduced by Marvel, that's celebrating the 10th anniversary of their great superhero movies, and it's a special category with a cash prize for, you know, somebody with the best dressed MCU, which is Marvel Cinematic Universe costume from the last 10 years. So lots of exciting stuff. Lots. You know what? I have to mention Netflix. They're in this year as well. They've got some great, great content coming to Comic-Con. I can't really say more, but I think people are going to have their socks knocked off when we announce that. And Funko is in this year as well. They're going to have some awesome exclusives, which are going to be announced very, very soon as well. It's really, I feel that content for this year's Comic-Con is going to be like nothing people have seen before.
We need to get around there and twist his arm a little bit, I think,
I
don't
know.
We? You know, come on, Arafat.
He's all about the tease. But just before we continue, Mark, because we've got this big competition and the Marvel Cinematic Universe category. So yeah, if you were to go as any Marvel character, who would you go as?
Incredible Hulk?
That would be a good one. You could put so much effort into that costume.
I'd have to put a lot of weight on that, wouldn't it?
That'd be amazing, but I can't wait for this category.
I've always fancied being painted green. Paint me green anytime.
Oh, dear.
Now, we're talking about cosplay there, and one of the big stars of the cosplay world is coming to take part and also be a judge. So what do you kind of look for in a costume?
Alodia, who's one of our celebrity judges and will be at the con. You know, she makes all her own costumes as well. She's been doing that for a while. You know, obviously we know that sometimes you have to buy a small part here or there, but, you know, we want to see the passion. We want to see the passion behind the costume, why you made that costume, the effort you put into it, you know, how realistic or close it is to the actual costume it's based on. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a skit involved as well. Do you embody that character? Are you that character? Are you that passionate about it? So, you know, there are quite a few elements that go into the cosplay competition. And if any, you know, the last few years or anything to go by, the competition is fierce. I mean, we've had some insane costumes from year one back in 2012, and I can't wait to see what people have in store for us this year.
Yeah, and Alodia, she's absolutely amazing. Some of the outfits that she comes up with, incredible.
She does indeed, and I cannot wait to see what she rocks up at this event wearing as well. But again, it's all about the efforts, and I think there was one that was really impressed with me, the computer game Kratos, based on the Greek myths and everything, and there's an Emirati guy that goes as the Emirati Kratos every year, and his costumes are phenomenal.
Yeah. Now, also there's going to be the Future Artist Competition for budding illustrators, the deadline of which is only a few days away. And this sounds like a great opportunity for people to get their work seen.
We're really excited because, again, you know, as I mentioned, MEFCC is about supporting the talent in the region. And with this competition, what we really wanted to do is support, give opportunities to the younger audience, those who might still be in, you know, school and high school as well. And it's a really, really cool competition. I think we want people to create, you know, they have the MEFCC house crest or house shield, if you will, which I think is awesome because, you know, with shows like Game of Thrones and the like, you know, it's so popular right now. And to have the opportunity to say, hey, I designed the Middle East Film and Comic Con house crest. I mean, how amazing is that? That's, you know, you don't get bragging rights like that very often.
Can't wait to see that.
Bring me a pencil and a paper.
Very, very good. And the very first Middle East Film and Comic Con took place in 2012. So the event is in its sixth year this year. And I had to ask Arafat if he had any idea that it was going to turn into such a huge event.
Honestly, we didn't. I mean, we knew that fans existed. We knew that, you know, people wanted this because we wanted this. We were fans. So, you know, we knew that we couldn't be the only ones in the region. But what it's really shown is that the audience wants more. Everyone is a fan. Everyone is a fan. You know, you may go to people and, you know, sometimes when I'm talking about Comic-Con to people, they're like, oh, we don't really get it. You know, we're not really pop culture fans. And, you know, I say something like, oh, do you remember Grandizer back in the day? Like, oh, yeah, I love that show. Oh, do you know, did you like Harry Potter? And they're like, oh, that was such a great series, or Avatar. So I was like, yeah, you know, you're talking about wizards. You're talking about 12-foot tall, you know, aliens. And you're talking about robots. You're a fan. You didn't even know it. You know, so I think everyone's got it inside of them. And it's showing with, you know, as the audience grows from year to year at Comic-Con. It's absolutely wonderful to see.
It's inside all of us, isn't it?
It is.
We're all super fans.
This is what I like about this event. It's been created by the fans for the fans. And I think when you listen to Arafat, you can hear the passion and the nerd come out.
Exactly. And finally, we asked Arafat if he's got any advice for people attending this year's event.
Look, buy your tickets early and plan out your days. There is so much going on. There's so much going on that you have to plan. We're going to have the schedules out very, very soon in terms of Meet the Stars, your autographs, your, you know, the great, great content at the Cine Club, which going to be a lot of exclusive content this year as well that people can't afford to miss as well. And then you have the workshops, and then you have all the other great stuff on the main stage as well. So you may not be able to see everything, even if you're there all 3 days. So you need to pinpoint what you can't afford to miss and mark that down, put it in your calendar, and make sure you don't miss anything.
Yeah, be the man with the plan.
Yeah, definitely.
And go along there. But it is a wonderful weekend, and I don't know. There's just that feeling that superheroes are descending on Dubai that weekend.
You never know, and always take your. We've all got a camera in our hand, but you never know who you're going to run into.
You don't. It could be that big star off Netflix. You just never ever know.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.